Why the drop in suspensions in Dallas? For one thing, Texas educators got hard evidence that suspensions damage students without improving classrooms.
We found that you were more likely to become involved with the juvenile justice system later.
Tony Fabolo, a researcher at the Council of State Governments, tracked almost a million seventh graders in Texas for years as they progressed through high school. The kids who got suspended were also likely to be held back a grade or drop out. Nearly all the suspensions in that period were for nonviolent offenses. This report came out in 2011, and Texas reacted.
Statewide, we've seen a reduction in the number of disciplinary referrals.
Deborah Fowler runs Texas Appleseed, a nonprofit that works on legal issues like this, trying to break a public school culture that she sees as capricious in ticketing, punishing, and suspending kids.
Behavior that when I was in school would have meant a trip to the principal's office. So, you know, talking back to the teacher, making too much noise in class, chewing gum in class, falling asleep in class.
Teachers only have so many ways of getting their kids to sit still and listen. C.A. Williams is the director of student discipline and truancy for Dallas schools. The district is trying positive interventions, restorative justice, anything that helps kids feel like they can have more control.
They're not making decisions because they want to be misbehaving or setting out to be unruly, because for the most part, all children want to please.
Dallas schools now have Friday and Saturday detention, required counseling, and community service options for misbehaving kids rather than suspensions. Schools and principals that don't cut down on suspensions may be running afoul of the law. That's according to Dan Lowson, director of UCLA's Center for Civil Rights Remedies. He crunched the numbers from 3 years ago and found that of the boys in Fort Worth high schools, 40% of African Americans were suspended, compared to only 14% of whites. A staggering disparity that is repeated across the country.
The data suggests that there's some form of racial discrimination.
He says schools need to address this discrimination by law.
If you have an educationally unsound policy or practice, for example, suspending kids for truancy, it has a disparate impact on black students, well, that's not justifiable. They should change that policy or practice. And if they don't, they might be violating the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
In 2013, Texas changed state law, making it harder for police officers in schools to write tickets to children. It was part of what educators call a school-to-prison pipeline that makes kids feel like criminals.
There's a tremendous economic loss. So even if you don't care about civil rights and you don't care about education, you still want your tax dollars to be used efficiently.
Keeping kids in their classrooms, even if they occasionally chew gum or swear under their breath, is the revolutionary idea that may save Texans a lot of money and a lot of heartache in the long run. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.